currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast where we ruin your childhood. My name is Owen Piper, and...
Dude, holy shit. We gotta...
What?
Right, no. We gotta go.
What?
Dave! Dave!
Dave?
Dave 90210, drive the fucking van!
Dave, hit the gas. We have to fucking...
We have to go now. To go.
Why? What's happening?
Tell it's me. Okay.
We'll move and talk. What's going on?
Okay. I was in the petrol station, and you know my love of beef jerky.
I do.
I was like, I've got to buy so many. But as I bent down, there was a convenient mirror on the stand, because there was a mirror stand and a beef jerky stand.
Useful.
And I saw Ismay's goons entering the shop behind me.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's not
I mean, it was just like three Scottish people, but I don't want to risk it.
You don't want to. You never can. They're all working together. They're all in league. They're all part of the hive mind.
Yes.
We need to just... Okay, so I should probably tell you, the mics are hot right now. We should probably explain what's been going on.
Yes.
So the listeners. Also, who are you, real quick? Because you haven't introduced yourself.
I'm Jay Little.
Yeah.
Ismay, avoider extraordinaire.
Yeah. So there's been some interesting developments since you last joined us, listeners. I don't know if you'll listen to the last episode, but we did a terrible crime and we Jumanji'd our good friends over at Crit Chat, and we also hacked Ismay's podcast and did it for her and bad. That is apparently illegal in the podcast nation, or something. I don't know where I'm going with this bit, but we are now on the run. Ismay's got people looking out for us to try and bring us to justice for Jumanji-ing her.
She sent her legendary police force, Iron Brew Squad.
Iron Brew Squad. She's more powerful than we gave her credit for, which is something we should not have underestimated. Ismay Hutton's power levels.
And here's the real tragedy, listeners, fellow capitalist listeners who love to accumulate land they shouldn't own. I'm afraid you won't see it on the news because Ismay has control of the media as well.
Truth.
But she destroyed the entirety of the Himalayas in an epic battle that we would have like recorded for content. Hashtag content. Got to live that bread life.
Got to get that content, bro.
Got to get that. Yeah. It was destroyed, and we were just in such a rush to get out. We only managed to save Dave 90210. Don't speak. Drive.
Dave doesn't speak anyway. He's too scared. So Dave 90210 is our last remaining employee. Noel died. The whole legal department gone. Everyone died. We got out through an escape hatch in the back. And Dave happened to be in the room with us. So we said, Dave, come on. We need a driver. We also, unfortunately, are now in my uncle's shitty RV. Kind of just going around the country, trying to find a new place to set up shop. We picked up our bindle stick, and we're going to try and find a place to put it down. So we're going to try and find a new office. That's going to be a fun project for a while. Dave will drive the van. We need to have money to put fuel in the tank and food in our tummies. So I guess we're still doing the podcast. The pirate radio thing has never been more applicable than it has right now.
Yes.
What does this mean for our incorporation status? Like, are we still TOTC Limited, or does that corporation no longer exist?
Well, physically, no. But in our hearts and in our souls, it does. Also,
in our hearts and souls and minds.
Ismay liquidated all of our monetary assets that we had stored away. So, you know, on the plus side, she seized the means. Unfortunately, it was our means.
It was our means of production that she seized.
It was our means of production that she liquidated. She didn't even seize them, which is just a waste.
I knew the revolution was coming, but I didn't know it was going to come like this.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. But other than that, you know, we're doing okay, I guess. The RV's not so bad once you get used to the J stank.
I haven't been able to shower in pure essential oils. So now I just smell like a regular human being, which is disgusting.
which is grim.
I also lost 3 toes. I don't know how.
I don't know how you did that either.
It was very hectic, but I had them this morning.
Okay, so it's a recent loss of
toes. Yeah, so I think priority we should have get my toes back.
Or just some new toes. I could just
or
like,
some new toes. We'll get some new toes.
I could just inspect a gadget you a
hey,
few
Dave,
toes.
What size feet are you?
Don't you dare touch Dave's toes. He needs those to drive the van.
Does he?
Yes.
Do you?
He does.
Do you need toes to drive?
Don't try and bring Dave into the podcast, right? He's too scared. He's got he's very camera shy.
Also, they literally boiled his tongue out with boiling iron brew.
There was that. They did try and kill Dave by boiling out his tongue with iron brew, but we did save him. And I'm glad that he's safe because he's the only vestige of our wealth that still remains.
Also, he owes us a blood debt now, so we can make him do stuff that we don't want to do.
Is Dave a clone? The number implies he's a clone, right?
I don't have to answer that question.
Dave, cover your ears. Okay, no, is Dave a clone?
Okay, look.
Just nod for yes or shake for no. He can't see us.
I'm going to nod. But I'm going to say that I'm nodding because this is an audio medium.
Cool, yeah, smart, good.
But I also did actually nod in real life, so.
Nice. So, I guess we should talk about the show then. If you don't know what we do here, we ruin your childhood for fun and profit. And apparently we're now dirty, filthy criminals on the run from Ismay Hutton and her squad of Iron Brew bandits.
That's so much better than mine.
I guess we should talk about what they did last week or last episode. Did you listen to the episode?
No.
Good, cool.
For revenge of blowing up our home and not because I didn't have time and forgot.
Yes, yeah, definitely what it was.
So, ironically, I listened to our episode of Crit Chat.
Of course you
but
did.
But not the other one.
Because you're vain. Yes. So they did this thing, and it was called The Big Comfy Couch, and it had a very terrible, nasty clown woman in it. So as the dirty money boy of our organization, question mark, how did it do at market, Jay? Or do we even have that information anymore?
Okay, I'm gonna take this box out and put it on the table, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to look inside and see all of these burnt bits of paper.
I do see all of this.
That's our financial records.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. So what you're saying is we have to abandon this bit for this episode at the very least.
There's cool. No money.
Great.
And also I'm out of paper and I can't buy more because we have no money.
The accounts are dry. There's no paper. I can't even wipe my ass. Kind of write it on toilet roll.
And we're really out of sorts in this episode, and it's not because we've not done this for a while. It's totally because we are in shock from the fact that Ismay owns a paramilitary force.
That is definitely what it is.
We thought it was just us who had that. Ours was terrible as well.
Yeah, ours was awful.
We should have definitely paid them.
We really should have paid them. Like mercenaries are only loyal if you keep paying them, right? So like I don't know
or
what
at
we
all.
Thought. I don't know what we thought about doing by not paying them. We've been in this bit for 10 minutes, so let's move on and actually do the show, shall we? So, that was the framing device. I hope you enjoyed that, listeners, because that's the gimmick for the year. So, let's talk about the things of childhood to ruin to raise the cash. So, if you don't know what we do here, we ruin your childhood in a grim ritual and then present its corpse for all the world to see and then have the capitalist vultures peck at it much detritus and carrion on the side of the road. Jay, have you got anything you want us to ruin, sir?
I'm going to start with my weakest suggestion so we can see if we can get it out of the way first. Cool. I would like to suggest Robinson's Fruit Squash.
I don't know how we can ruin this. You said we could do it and I was like, yeah, maybe, but we got to be careful
Vim
2.0.
True, but like the reason why Vimto was such a good thing was because we found out that it was like a secret empire across the Middle East
and the 11 herbs and spices. Don't you dare forget about the 11 herbs and spices
and the 11 herbs and spices. So we've got to find something about Robinson that's just fucking buck wild that we can use.
Okay, I'm gonna Google Robinson's squash.
Man, that's not a long Wikipedia article.
That is a short Wikipedia article. There's a bit where they
oh my
a
god
theme
I got
park
it
area. That was fun.
I've got it.
Okay.
So they have fruit shoots, right?
Uh-huh.
What if we genetically engineered fruit to be, like, private military contractors?
See, I don't really know how we can genetically engineer fruit to be PMCs. Like, fruit's not sentient. I thought you were going to do, like, a fun thing. Like, oh, it's fruit shoot. So it's shoot you drink and it fucking go through you with the source of
the
bullets.
The fruit shoot is actually, if you examine the fruit shoot, the new one we're going to make is, if you zoom in it with a microscope, it's, we've shaped it so that the fruit particles are shaped like a gun.
Oh, wowzers.
And when you drink it, all the guns fire at once and you bleed to death from micro lesions in your mouth.
Fucking a child is just like, I want a fruit shoot. They fucking grab one, they drink it, they fucking smile, blood leaks out of their mouth, and they keel over and die.
That's like every product we ever made.
It has a royal warrant from the Queen. So
what?
Yeah. It has a royal warrant. Robinson's has a royal warrant.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's something.
That's crazy.
So does Twinings and, like, a bunch of other stuff.
Robinson's also runs Wimbledon. I forgot about that. Is there anything we can do with Wimbledon?
Ah, yes, no. Is there any tennis jokes we can do?
What if we just replace tennis balls with bottles of Robinson's?
That works very well, I think, because when you hit the tennis ball, when you hit the bottle with the tennis stick...
The thing is, with tennis, it's too predictable. You know, it's like the ball's going to go from one side to the other side, to the other side.
Until someone drops it, and then everyone goes, oh, gosh, dang it. So
rich, bougie cunts are going to sit at the side going, oh,
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 oh.
Like the most boring pornography you've ever seen. So what?
But
I think
if you replace it with Robinson's fruit squash bottles,
yes,
of varying degrees,
when you hit the bottle with the tennis stick, not only does it adjust the angle and like the give, and like because of the heaviness of it, it might be a bit emptier, it might be a bit full. It also has the fun added benefit of it might fucking explode if you hit it hard enough with the tennis.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like because. The company that makes Robinson's also makes a bunch of other stuff, including J2O, which is sold almost exclusively in glass bottles. Now, I don't know about you, but I would love to see somebody serve... Like, I would love to see Roger Federer serve a bottle of Vimto with such force that it shatters the bottle and propels shards of glass into
and
Rafael
liquid.
Nadal's, like, fucking entire body.
And the liquid also goes at such a speed that it also cuts people to fuck.
Yes.
That'd
we
be fun.
Also have another mode where it's, like... They have to do the tennis game with Robinson's, but we've given them pneumatic guns that fire fruit, and it's called Fruit Shoot.
Here's a fun one I've got, and this is like an expansion of what you've done. So you're on Wimbledon, and you're playing against Roger Murray, and you're doing your tennis so good. And to attract the zoomers, I think, in this regard, if you hit the Robinson's bottle in such a way that it flips and lands side up, you have to hit the dab and you win the game instantly. It's like the golden snitch in a Harry Potter.
But also, like, every player has, like, you know, in, like, duels where they have, like, the flintlock pistol? And they have, like, one shot to use in the duel. We do that, but with fruit.
Okay.
So they fire fruit. But also the fruit has, like, a small explosive in it, so it's basically just a gun with, like, extra
steps. What if we
steps?
Just give every tennis player a gun, and they get
We just give... You get a choice of firearm at the start of the game, and, like, depending on which gun you pick, you get more points. Like, if Roger Federer is, like, playing against Adrian Murray at the Drimbledon, and he's, like...
Drimbledon.
And he, like, fires the J2O, but it doesn't smash, and, like, fucking... You know, he hits it back, and it does a bottle flip. That's a glass bottle flip, man. That's incredibly... That's incredibly
amazing.
But fucking Roger Federer pulls out his, like, Smith & Wesson, like, model 1890 revolver and, like, fans the hammer and gets him with every shot. Because of the ancient nature of the weapon, he gets more points compared to, you know, Rafael Nadal just whapping out, like, a fucking Glock 19, just papping the motherfucker.
I do like the idea that fucking, like, Serena Williams is on the court at Wimbledon and she, like, you know, serves the Robinson's fruit squash bottle very hard, but, like, as it flies through the air, she drops her tennis racket, does a 360 no-scope, and murders someone with a sniper rifle, and then catches her racket again, and then the bottle lands, like, you know, upright, and she hits a very righteous dab. And I
so
think
basically,
that's very...
Robinson's
Wimbledon.
We've sort of Wimbledon.
Ruined tennis here, but...
Tennis is an important part of some people's childhoods, I'm sure. Loads of people play tennis as, like, a trial sport, and then they realize that tennis is dull as shit.
Yeah.
And you know, so we've essentially created Robinson's Wimbledon is now Robinson's Wimbledon Bloodsport
Battle Royale.
Arena. Battle Royale, yeah. Fortnite.
Featuring bottle flips. Fortnite. Sponsored by Ninja. That's
sponsored
very
by
good.
Ninja and
that's
Mixer.
Very good. I like it. Sponsored by Mixer. It's now streaming on Mixer. The new Wimbledon. Wimbledon 2.
Yeah, but it's like Mixer, but sponsored by Robinson, so it's actually just like a streaming service powered by people mixing squash drinks.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's like the kinetic
energy. You harness
the
dynamo power.
Yeah. That's very good. I like this idea a lot for some reason. I don't quite know
Real
why.
Fruit in every drop.
Oh.
Drop, crate, during the match.
Drop a fruit into the middle of the pitch, and then you have to get the fruit real good. And if you eat more of it than your opponent, you get more points.
But it's like really big fruit, like a watermelon. Yeah. You have to break open with your bare hands, and inside is like a
lemon.
6 hours P226. You just pull it out and cap some fools.
And sometimes you have to eat a whole lemon, and it's just like, oh god, it's so sour. But like, you have to eat it, otherwise you're going to lose the big tennis game. And that's very important for you in your career as a tennis man.
I ate a lime, a lemon, and an orange slice all at once at a Christmas party once.
You did what to a what now?
I ate in quick succession, I ate a lime peel, an orange peel, and a lemon peel.
You, sir, are a stone cold maniac.
I was also like basically two bottles of wine in.
Okay, fair. You would
during which I was yelling, "I don't even like wine," as one of my lecturers moved the wine bottle away from me. That was a good Christmas dinner.
Should we move on then? I will serve you a one.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Yeah, I will serve you a... Yes, funny, because tennis. I don't really know what... I mean, my list is kind of getting a little bit small here, dude. I think we need more suggestions. Please, for the love of God, send us some suggestions. Please, God, go to our Discord and leave us some suggestions. Your link to which can be found on www.totccast.com. Please. We need more of them. Tyro is the only one giving us suggestions currently.
What about grandmother's crockery? Every kid has related to that.
I can! My grandmother had a crockery cabinet and I wasn't allowed to touch any of it.
Oh no! Did your grandparents or like any great family, that sort of group, did they ever have the weird wooden mushrooms?
No, which is my nan had some bowls, and I wasn't allowed to touch the bowls. And I wanted to, they were forbidden bowls, and I wanted to touch the forbidden bowls.
My great aunt had like just a shit ton of like crockery, and then also like on one wardrobe just a bunch of wooden mushrooms, but she would never address them. And I always spent ages, and I realize now that I never asked about the mushrooms. In my entire life.
I never asked about the mushrooms. And now she's gone. And I can never ask about the mushrooms. That knowledge is
still there.
Oh.
I just don't want to talk to her.
That's fair. I thought she was dead.
No.
I mean, I don't know if grandmother's crockery's got too many legs to stand on.
What if we ruin grandparents?
What if we ruin the concept of grandparents? Now, this is an interesting, bold direction for the new year. And this is a big one. Like, can we do grandparents?
I mean, you can.
I mean, can we? What can we do for grandparents? They just give you drugs. I don't know.
Well, what if we... Our usual bit is make it porn, make it drugs, make it anime. What if we just did that with grandparents?
Slutty grandparents want to give you drugs while watching One Piece. Let's make this
happen. I mean, what about a shonen battle anime starring grandparents? Starring horny grandparents. That I tried to give children drugs.
Oh,
I would watch that.
It's a hentai.
It's JoJo Part 8.
It's JoJo Part 8, but it's also a hentai of JoJo Part 8.
Yes. I would watch that. I would watch that. Everyone who knows me knows that I would watch that. It's not a brag. It's just a sad fact of my life.
Grandparents.
I don't think we could
high concept. I don't know if we can do this.
We ruined the concept of the Harry Potter franchise. I'm sure
yeah, but that's like a media franchise, not just a thing that exists in humanity.
Grandparents are a type of media. They tell stories,
they?
Right? They tell weird stories that no one wants to hear.
What if all your grandparents' stories were... there's a joke here. It's a joke in here somewhere.
What if all the stories that your grandparents tell about you from when you were younger that were about completely different kids, like, they had the ability to do that? Just alter reality like that.
What if they were all tweets that were very bad takes, like, just bad take tweets? Like, your granddad tells you to come and sit on his knee, and he's going to tell you a story about from when he was young, and he just tells you, you can't even see this girl's vagina bones. Like, what if... Like, what
yeah,
if...
He, they just like, that's it. That's it. We make a new show. Okay. It's kind of like that reading... That's kind of like... The concept is it's like granddad's, like, story show. Okay. And a kid comes in, sits on his granddad's lap, and his granddad pulls out a book, which we engineer. It's just two tablets in a book case.
In a book casing, yeah.
Cover. That's the one. Cover.
Yeah.
And he's just reading.
We hollow out
tapes.
A Bible. Yeah, we hollow out a Bible, and we just put fucking two tablets
and
in there.
We just have fucking Billy Connolly read fucking weird tweets.
Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets to a child.
Yeah. He reads out these two categories exclusively: bad gamer takes and Neil deGrasse Tyson takes. That's it. That's all he reads out.
That's very good. I like the idea that, like, the opening to the show, you know, the kid, like, runs in and, like, jumps onto his granddad's lap and everyone's all happy. He pulls out his Bible and you think he's going to tell the story about how a big fish ate a man. And then he just opens it and he says, gay people shouldn't be allowed to be in video games. Yep. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
It shouldn't be, really, what do you think
about
it?
No, I know, but, like, then he looks into camera, like, the whole time there's a message saying, this is a bad take, if you
think
like
this. Yeah,
no,
it's like Sam Neill does that thing, he does it, like, is it, yeah, Jurassic Park, where he takes his glasses off looking at the screen, and he's like, we get Sam Neill to read it, because he just has the energy of a disappointed grandfather, and he just takes his glasses off, and he's like, no!
No. Oh, that's very good. We've made new
and
media.
And the kid is Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, now. Macaulay Culkin now. Current Macaulay Culkin.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Exceptionally good. It's a web series or something. We put it on Netflix.
Well, new on Amazon. We can put it on Netflix. They've got Goop now. So fucking who gives a shit? It's Wild West out there, man.
It's the Wild West on Netflix. We'll put it on Netflix and Amazon
Prime.
We
went from having...
fight for it.
The Witcher to Goop in the space of like 4 days. Now Sam Neill reading bad gamer takes and Neil deGrasse bullshit. That's your tagline. The tagline is an executive from Netflix coming out going, fuck dude, like just suggest shit, man. We'll run it.
What's the name of the show, out of interest?
Fruit, fresh fruit in every drop. Robinson's Wimbledon.
You can't call it that. That's a whole other thing.
What's the tagline or what's it called?
No, what's the name of the program?
Oh.
The Sad Grandpa program. What is the name of that? What do we call it?
Grandpa's sick of... Oh, kids these days. Tweets these days.
That's an actual suggestion and that's good. I want a bad one.
Oh, okay. Takes these days?
Grandpa Sam Neill's piss hour and it's just like reading hours of piss.
Grandma Neil criticizes the other Neil, and we all know that he's right.
Neil,
our
Neil.
Neil, though, not the other Neil.
Two Neils, oh shit. Two Neils, one.
Two Neils, one show.
Two Neils, one show. Two shows, one Neil. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Oh, fucking
Tyson.
Okay, this is nothing. Let's move on. Oh, Jesus. I'm not going to cut any of that because it's good, but, like, you know? Okay.
Oh, my days.
Do you have anything else, or do you want me to give you one?
My only other one was the one that we both like the sound of, but I think...
Okay, we'll hold on that for the end. I'm going to go to JediesParadise.com real fast.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, baby. I haven't seen this website for many moons.
I'm just going to hit random article on Wikipedia a bunch and see
what
comes up.
That is also smart. What about Noddy? Yeah. Have we done Noddy?
Oh my god, I don't think we have.
We haven't touched Noddy, like, at all, and he's, like, a prime target, because, like, look at that pervert.
Yeah. Noddy fucks.
Noddy gets it on the reg. So, if you don't know what Noddy is, Noddy's a character created by children's author Enid Blyton.
Noddy is a skinny, white, sociopath-looking white guy. I know at least one person who's down to fuck him.
He's like a weird gnome man, and then he ran through the woods with no clothes, and he met a guy called Big Ears.
What the fuck?
A gnome. And then he took Noddy to live in Toyland. And then that's how that starts.
Oh my god, what the fuck? This, what? Holy shit. This is like some fucking Tolkien level backstory, my dude. Noddy has about as much backstory as the guy who fired the Death Star in Star Wars. Fuck.
Oh yeah, it's like they have to decide whether Noddy is... he gets put on trial to examine whether he's a toy or an ornament. What the fuck? This is amazing. Okay, let's do Noddy. Fuck it, I'm in for a pound. Let's do this shit. What can we do for Noddy?
Oh, I don't know.
Noddy's just a weird pervert that lives in a town full of toys.
But they're sex toys now.
But, ah, now.
One of the characters is straight up called Tubby. Like, I've...
Now, is that something?
Yes.
Can we have them be all... Can we have them be all sex toys?
I'm sorry, but listen to these names. Okay, Big Ears, maybe not. Tessie Bear, come on. Bumpy Dog.
Yeah, Bumpy Dog, this is Dog.
tubby bears. Like, these are all fucking, like, fuck names. These are the names of people who fuck. Mr. Plod!
Yes, the policeman!
Mr. Plod is into some serious butt stuff.
He thinks that Noddy drives too fast and commits other crimes. That's his whole deal. Yeah,
I just do not remember this show whatsoever.
Maybe we make Noddy like a fun, gritty crime serial in which, like, PC Plod is down on his luck policeman and Noddy is, like, killing people in Toyland.
Yeah, he's a taxi driver.
Yes! This is good. He's a taxi driver and, like, he'll flip a coin whenever you get into his taxi. If you get on heads, you go to your destination. If you get tails, he takes you to the mountains and fucking murders you. And Policeman Plod, who we will name Derek Plod, is trying to find him and take him down with his big, mighty penis or gun, whichever.
During which, over the course of the show, we really get an example of why Mr. Plod has been demoted to uniform and he has a bad history of, like, you know, drugs and alcohol and...
Yeah,
you know,
like, he's got his own shit going on.
And then at the end of the show, he realizes that he and Noddy are very similar and they kill each other in a gunfight.
Yeah. Like, they both fire at once, and then, like, they just both, like, you know, Noddy dies instantly because he gets shot in the head, but, like, PC Plod, Derek...
Or we could do something really grimdark where, like, he goes to... He, like, has a... Like, something... Noddy does something during the penultimate moment that makes Plod realize that they've, like, they're basically the same, but just on different sides of the law.
We've done this in episode one, but okay, carry on.
But, like, he lets Noddy shoot him.
Oh, okay.
But as he's dying, he realizes that, like, he can't let him go, so that's when he shoots him. Or we don't do that, and he just lets him kill him, and it's dark as shit. I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
We've just actually just made a good ending, really.
Now, where's the comedy angle in this? We need to get a comedy angle in this. What's the comedy angle? Maybe Big Ears is just, like, a funny clown that stumbles onto the set every now and again, and he does a funny, goofy thing, and it's, like, he completely breaks the tension. And, like, he'll look into camera and be like, hello, children!
He just directly addresses everybody in the, like, audience with, like, no, like, with no sense of, like, context. But, like, I like to imagine also, like, there's this massive, like, you know, like, in, like, movies where, like, the villain and the guy meet, but, like, the guy can't get, like, the villain, so they're just talking and they're, like, making, like, hints of, like, I'm gonna kill you or whatever. But we just, in the background, like, two tables over in this restaurant, we have, like, hey, guys, what's up? I'm a clown. This is a TV show.
He's like,
these two guys are gonna kill each other by a show.
He's just completely self-aware.
Yeah, like, help me! I don't want to be murdered. They told me I'm going to be murdered in episode 5. I don't want to die.
He's aware that... Oh, I like that. He knows he's going to die soon. Like, episode 4 comes around, and he's like, well, I guess I'm going to go soon. This will be it for old Big Ears, so get a good laugh while you can. And then...
And he, like, keeps talking, because he thinks that if he keeps talking, the episode will keep going, but it, like, slowly turns dark. He's like, no, I'm still talking. You can't cut to black.
When the episode ends, we all die. We all go to the world beyond until you start the next one. Please continue watching so we can continue to exist. Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's good.
That.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. Okay, so I think with that, we're gonna do the advertisements. Dave Donner 210, can you, like, pull into a lay-by for us real quick? We're going to go into the advertisement room, the fun new advertisement room in the RV, and then we're going to do the ads. So let's go do that. Let's go.
Cowing around, crashing the storks. About.
Hello, welcome to the advertisement zone. Heads up, it is a bathroom now. So we have taken a small downgrade. Jay, are you okay? Because you're, like, stood in the shower and I'm a little bit...
There is strange, slightly green glowing liquid dripping from the shower directly into my ear, but I'm
Why
sure
is
that's
it
fine.
Glowing?
I don't know. It's your uncle's RV, dude.
It is my uncle's weird RV, yeah.
I swear to God, if this is your uncle's radioactive cum, I'm going to be upset.
I don't think he has radioactive cum, if that helps. He's got radioactive a lot of things, but not cum.
Okay, well, I'll be upset if it's cum. I'll be less upset if it's not that. I'll still be, like, annoyed, but, like, not on the same level. Let's do the advertisers. We're getting off track.
I'm just sat on the toilet, which is fun. But you know what won't send you to the toilet after you eat
really
it?
You really don't have to be on the toilet, like, taking a shit.
Dude, I'm not taking a shit. I'd have to be sat on it. How else am I going to admire this poster of The Mummy, the 2003 film, that I've hung up in the bathroom tastefully, if I'm not sitting on the toilet? So yeah, you know what though? After you watch 2003's The Mummy, you're going to want to go get a snack because Brendan Fraser's a snack, so you want to eat a snack. Skirt Slurp, you dumbass. Slurp is a fucking restaurant. It's in Oswestry on Church Street. It's got all kinds of good desserts and treats and smoothies and all kinds of good stuff, what you need to survive the you know, your cross-country escape from the Iron Brew Murder Brigade. And if you go there, like we have, definitely, and mention our show, Think of the Children, you get 10% off your order. That's fucking rad, baby. You need that, especially when you're trying to save money for fuel and beef jerky. So go Slurp, 10% off, TOTC. You know the score. Lions eat the dick first. Just because we're on the run, Jay, doesn't mean I don't have a best friend. And his best friend's other than you, and I apologize.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, now I remember the bit that we do. Okay, I'm so confused.
Fucking hell.
I'm sorry, I was so confused.
Look, I know being in prison changed you as a man, but, like, you need to... you need to get back on this shit, my boy.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It was just the Iron Brew orphans.
Punished Iron Brew. Punished Ismay. A hero without a home. Send the Iron Brew Death Brigade, the Skulls. Oh, God.
Ismay, can you hear me? Ismay!
She's out of heaven, out of Iron Brew. We'll think of a joke. It's a Metal
Elter
Gear
Skegness.
Reference. Elter Skegness, there it is. If you go to our Twitter page, it's at TOTCcast, and follow us, you can get all kinds of cool updates about the show, but also, you might get named my best friend for the week, which is fun. My best friend this week is probably going to be a repeat because we're running out of followers. Please go follow us. I require followers to survive. Our best friend this week is Ho. At Just Stop You Ho. They're following us. So thank you, Ho. This is a fun one. This is fun for me. Thank you, Ho, for following us on the twitter.com. We really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. It's really, really good. Okay, then, I think that's all we got to do then, Jay. You ready to get back into it? Or, like, what's the plan here? Jay's gone completely silent, which concerns
me. No, I'm back.
Me.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Internet's fluctuating.
It's cool.
Reason.
It's cool.
I mean, the liquid is interfering with my
brain. The toxic liquid got in my brain, and now I don't
it
know how.
It made me think that I was in a living room in Wales talking to a microphone and not in a van.
It's making you hallucinate. You ready to get back into the main part of the episode? Back to the main office, so to speak? It's just the
Please
living room.
Please, God, it burns.
Yeah, let's go do that. Okay, cool. Let's go. You might want to wipe that off any of your sort of... if that's got on any sensitive skin, you might want to wipe that off just in case.
I am a sensitive skin.
Oh, baby. Hello, welcome back to the main portion of the episode. Then we're back in the living room of the RV. I've got the couch out. It's really comfy in here. We sleep on these now. This is where we sleep, but only under the cover of darkness in the trees, so that we cannot be found.
There's two cockroaches fucking over there.
Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, you mean Matilda and Jeremy? Yeah, I named them. They're our pets now.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Matilda and Jeremy, the fucking cockroaches. They're always fucking near constantly.
I hate this.
Why do you hate this? What's wrong with this?
I don't want to live... Do cockroaches even fuck? I don't know.
They do now. These do. These ones do.
I'll be right back. You do the episode. I've got...
No. 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 Don't Google do cockroaches fuck, Jay. No. Stop. I know what's going to happen. We're going to fall down the rabbit hole. We can't do this. Dave, start the van. We need to go. So let's do this then. Have you got any you want to do? Jay just Googled if cockroaches fuck, and he's probably found a very funny Wikipedia page.
It's a Telegram article. Oh my god. I think they've developed a pheromone that makes cockroaches fuck to death.
That's very useful. Can we develop that for humans?
I don't give a shit about your fucking thought. I don't care, Telegraph. Let me read the article now.
Oh, it's not a free article. Indestructible male cockroaches fall prey to their fatal attraction to sex. I'm not registering an account with the Telegraph. Fuck you.
You can't do it. Fuck! I need...
God damn.
I'm going to make a note of that because there's got to be a research paper.
Hey, print media, like, can you not do this shit? I just want to read the news, please, without having to make an account and pay you money every month to read the fucking news.
I'm writing cockroaches fuck article in a notepad so I can look it up tomorrow instead of doing revision.
Now, can we? Is that something? Can we use that? Can we use the sex drug, the fuck to death drug on something? Is that something?
Did we ever do a Bug's Life?
We have now, and now they all fuck to death.
It's actually a horrible story about them getting addicted to fuck. This is just going to get sad and weird.
Yep, that's the point. Let's go.
Okay, cool. So it's like Requiem for a Dream, but with fuck hormones for bugs.
Just that ladybird that's like voiced by like that fucking broad New Yorker. She's like, we're going to fuck to death, caterpillar.
We got to get out of here.
It's Danny DeVito now. I don't care who it was originally. So then I started blasting my gum. And then they die. That's what it is. That's why Flick leaves the colony.
Die.
That's why Flick leaves the colony. He has to try and find a cure for the fuck pheromone.
Because everyone fucked.
Because everyone's fucking to death.
He's like, you'd think this would be great, but I don't want to do it.
He needs to find a way to get it to stop. And to do that, he finds Christ. And that's the message.
And the fuck pheromones are a metaphor for pornography.
Abstinence is the true way forward, my friends. That's very good.
Yeah,
Flick finds the meaning of Christ.
Because of people fucked to death.
Because people kept fucking to death in his house.
Yes.
Very good. That was a good one. That was a fun little one. We've probably got time for one more. So do you want to deploy the one you had brought to the table?
Yes, I do want to do that.
Let's do it.
Very much. I don't know how we're going to do it, though.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
Oh, I have an idea.
Okay, well, tell the listeners what it is first, and then you
can
tell
us what
your
idea
is.
Okay, well, first of all, it's the product we will be changing dramatically is Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Nerf guns are guns that shoot foam darts. That's pretty much all you need to know about them. They cost so much money, and I have, like, 5 of them because I am a man-child.
I know what you're thinking, listeners. Now, here's the bit where they just turn them into regular guns, and we have deliberately said, no, we're not doing that. So
I have a caveat to that.
Okay.
We turn them into regular guns.
Okay.
But they are wired and programmed so that when you use them, randomly, whenever we need them, they turn you into a sleeper agent.
Good for the comedy, but this is good for us and our new life on the road. Because
exactly.
we might need something like this going
so
forward.
So we start putting these into circulation. And then
we
up
like
the
really
sell
like, these are the ultimate Nerf guns. They shoot the darts far further and harder than anyone before. More darts per second. Important, right?
And then we sell them to children, man children, possibly Scottish paramilitary forces. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe we just get these into the hands of the Scottish paramilitary forces. Maybe we give it to some of their kids, and then maybe they have to kill their own child because because they're working for us now. Who knows?
Yes.
Who
and knows? Then we use the sleeper agent device, which we trigger at random, not completely computed by algorithm based on
parents'
occupation.
And how Scottish you are.
And how Scottish are. Their most recent proximity to Skegness, which I've decided is where Ismay lives now.
Is Skegness even in Scotland?
Yes!
Okay, just checking.
Maybe. It's like on the top, on the weird like anime hair flick that is Scotland's top. I'm very good at geography in England because I've just started naming random parts of England different parts. Like, Bristol is now, in my opinion, on the taint of Wales.
Yeah, dude, I hate to break this to you. Skegness is like nowhere fucking near Scotland.
Isn't it? What? Like, where is it?
It's like directly east of us. It's like on the east coast. It's in Lincolnshire.
Oh no!
You penis.
Oh well. That's on the fucking.
That's where Scotland is now. Anyway.
Hairy back of Scotland. That's on the strange hairy back of England. It's on the neck fat of England. That's what that is. I'm just.
Jesus.
Fuck it. Whatever.
Okay, so
we also
I like that. That's good. We can use that. you and I can utilize these weapons to run interference on the terrible Iron Brew murder brigade that's coming for us.
Yes.
But what else can we do for the general consumer with Nerf guns? It's a good question, because like, normally my brain would just say, make them regular guns, and then we just sell children firearms. But that's like, that's very season one of TOTC, and we're like,
what if
deep
we do,
in season
what
three.
If we do something that's a bit different, where like, rather than turning them into real guns, which is pretty
basic.
Basic, that's the word. Yeah. I was trying to say Philistine, but basic works better.
Basic works just as good.
But like, we sell with them vests that have like actual pain response from like, you know, when you get shot in the shoulder with a Nerf dart.
This is just make a gun with more steps. This is just
no,
make
no,
a
no,
gun.
No, but
with
it doesn't kill you. It just gives you that pain in that area.
Yeah.
And when you put them on, you can't take them off until one of you is dead.
So it is just make a gun with more steps.
No, in the terms of the game. Like,
so you have to sustain fatal damage, but then you take it off and you're fine.
Yes, it's just an...
So children... Okay, so what if for a brief moment... So you're playing...
What if we make it so that when you get shot with a Nerf gun, this message just tases you?
See, that's also good, but then again, I just... I kind of like the idea of like these pain receptive things, because then like for a brief moment, a child will know what death is like, and then they come back. And then they come back afterwards, and then they're like, there's nothing afterwards. There's nothing. And then it just fills them with terrible, terrible dread for the rest of their lives, I imagine.
Yeah. And then we create a new generation of people obsessed with, you know, immortality, and then we have a vampire plague. That's the plot of
A vampire plague is very good, is the thing. Can we get a vampire plague going?
Have we ruined Twilight?
Not yet, but we'll sit on that for the next episode.
That should be Valentine's Day.
That should be Valentine's Day. Oh, wait, it's... Oh, no, 69 won't be a time for Valentine's Day. Fuck. I wanted to get episode 69. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
That's going to be the whole episode.
Just us saying,
fuck.
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 I like... Okay, so yeah, no, I like this. What else can we... Like, I kind of like the idea we take it in completely the opposite direction and we make Nerf guns even less like guns. I don't know what that entails, but like, what if you make them even less gun-like?
So they're just med kits.
No, they don't heal you. They're just not guns anymore. This is the Nerf Easy Bake Oven, and you put like, you know, your cookies in it, and you turn it on, and then you get the cookies out, and then it shoots you in the face with a Nerf dart.
You cut out. I have no idea what the fuck you were talking about. All I heard was it opens to get a cookie and shoots you in the face with a Nerf dart.
Okay, so we make them not guns, right? So it's like, this is the Nerf guitar. And you strum a little tune on the guitar, and then bullets, Nerf darts come out and shoot you.
What if we launch a new range called Nerf Ambush, and people think it's like, oh, it's gonna be like sniper rifles and like cool ambush weapons, but it's just that we turn regular IKEA-level items into Nerf guns?
Yeah,
but like with random timers. So you just
I'm imagining
walk in,
kind of, you
you're like, I'm going to put the TV on, yeah. And then it just pulls out and it shoots a nail gun at you.
What if we... Yeah, so I'm imagining sort of like you go into a room and there's a TV set and you're like, oh, I'm going to watch Lazy Town. And you turn it on. But then as you're watching the program and you're seeing Sportacus running and doing all his thing, it then explodes into a stream of Nerf darts and hits you in the face. But also they're just bombs.
Yeah.
It's just shrapnel and death.
Yeah. So you want to just booby trap everyday objects, put the Nerf logo on it, and then commit mass murder.
Basically, I want to hide claymores in your fucking IKEA furniture. That's what I want to do here, essentially, with the Nerf logo on them.
Yes.
It's Nerf or nothing, baby. You know how it
yes.
be.
Yes. You know what? Yeah, I'm down for that, because I know loads of people I would give that kind of furniture to.
What if you put a Nerf gun in the sex and... When you do sex and not it shoot a Nerf dart.
And the refractory period is just you going around the room gathering up all the Nerf darts you find.
That's so relatable. Like after a Nerf gun fight, you go around pick up all the darts. After the sex, you have to go pick up all the fucking Nerf gun darts.
It fills me with the same feeling of just, I want to do something fun again, but I have to lie here while my gun is useless. And it has two meanings.
Fucking. Oh, so, how was the sex, babe? Oh, it was pretty good. Yeah, now just wait here for a minute. I'm going to go pick up all the darts. And then we can go for round two. Oh, what colour were your darts again? Did they have the brown? Did they have the blue tips or the orange tips? And when you come, you have to scream. It's Nerf or Nothing. Thank you for listening to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast.
It's Nerf!
Thank you for listening to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast. Oh, thank you for circulating the tapes. So, yeah, fuck. Okay, let's end the show then. We're going to wrap things up then. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. I think it was called Think of the Children. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We certainly enjoyed ourselves, despite the van being full of toxic crap and Matilda and Foles. What was the male cockroach's name again?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Matilda and Jeremy fucking in the corner.
Named after the Pearl Jam song.
Okay. If you want to support the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can head over to twitter.com, follow us, it's at TOTCcast. If you do that, you might get a shout out, much like my best friend Ho did this week. So there's that. Thank you once again, Ho, for all of your patronage. We also have a Facebook page, to search TOTCcast, that should get you there. You can also join our Discord server where you can hang out with us and submit suggestions. Please, for the love of God, give us some suggestions. The link to that is in the show notes or on our website, TOTCcast.com. You can also give us a review over on iTunes to help us climb those good algorithms. We really appreciate you doing that. Tell a friend about the show. We don't advertise the show at all, so like the only way we spread is word of mouth. If you want more listeners, which means more content, then go over and fucking tell your friends if they want to listen to comedy podcasts that we're here and we're ready to go. If you want to give us some money, you can do that. You can head over to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a small monthly donation to keep the lights on and the wheels greased, literally now, because we're now in this weird RV. If you do that, you get access to a bit of fun bonus content, exclusive Patreon role on Discord, and you can join the ranks of our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, and Ramona. Thank you all. Your support is really fucking important to us. We love you very much. And if you want to join them, you know where to go. patreon.com/TOTCcast. We also have merch. It's bit.ly/TOTC shop. You can go buy some merch if you want it. We don't really make any money off it at all. But it's there if you guys want to rep the show out in the real world or in your home. You know, maybe get a nice duvet. There are TOTC duvets available if you want that.
Use it as your wank shirt. It gives us actual energy. It's how we sustain ourselves.
There are small micro generators in the shirt that if you wank
it's the spiritual energy of you masturbating while wearing a show that we make. That gives us the energy to make this show. Which is why we're always tired. Because no one does that.
Why would you? You pay good money for a shirt. I don't masturbate into my shirts very often.
No, I mean like you wear the shirt while masturbating.
Oh, I thought you'd use it like a wank sock.
No.
Yours makes more sense.
He's a little confused, but he's got the spirit.
Yeah. So then, I think we're gonna get going. Dave 90210, I think, is quite eager to park up somewhere for the night. We're gonna try and find a place with a power hookup. That'd be nice. Maybe we can watch some TV in the light of the full moon. But before we go, Jay, I guess we don't really have sponsors anymore. So like, what are we gonna do?
I'm just gonna plug this my favorite brand of beef jerky.
Cool.
It's kind of esoteric, but here we are.
We're not being paid to do this, but fuck it.
This is my favorite brand of beef jerky. Ozymandias beef jerky. Have you run out of worlds to conquer? Are you weeping? Eat Ozymandias beef jerky. I just remember that Alexander said that, not Ozymandias.
Alexander said, eat Ozymandias beef jerky.
And despair.
And despair. Fucking hell. Okay. My name is Owen Pfeiffer, I guess.
I guess I'll have to scale down my rates now that we don't have an office, but I'm still not saying my name at the end of the episode, but I'll have to calculate a new currency value to be paid to say it.
Sick. You finished the Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the road.
Yeah.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I'm starting to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeeze to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before, now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon you.
No.
That's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain. Jerry, you're so